Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
300. 300 of these babies, Art of Construction. And after 300 episodes, I'm just going to do this one, just me. So I'm going to be interviewing me, yours truly. So you're just going to get a whole lot of Devin on this one. And to tee this thing up, I've told this story a lot of the why, the what to different people. And I'm kind of using this platform here to kind of another milestone. But when you think of 10 years from now, what is construction? And I always talk about how the days can be long, but boy, the years are short, right? And this morning I was in meetings with a few people. Shout out to my buddy Ben Collins. And I was like, what do you got going today? I'm like, you know what, Ben? I'm recording my 300th podcast. He's like, wow, how the heck did you stick with that long, that many? And I feel like I'm just actually getting started. And the inspiration came from when I started this podcast. There really wasn't a lot out there for you, the Art of Construction Master Facilitators. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. This is not the Devin Tilley Show. This is the Art of Construction that I'm honored to be a leader of this platform. And when I started this thing thinking about how to change construction, it's that we really had to do what we're doing here. And with episode 300, we're going to talk about that, about what does construction look like just 10 short years from now. And I actually launched this thing in 2014, so not quite 10 years as we've been pushing these podcasts out since 2014. And here we are on episode 300. So my main message is that I just want to say it's truly an honor to continue and be a top podcast. A lot of, if you Google and look out there, we're number one on so many charts, and it's an honor to say a number one construction podcast in the world. And how does this going to benefit us is that I really want to put a call to action out there to say, you should be listening to this and hopefully inspired for you to step up to the plate, because we've now formed the Master Facilitators to create this circle of mentorship. And as we were teeing up this podcast, we have a lot of really cool podcasts coming down the pike. And shout out to Amy Marks, who was on the podcast, and Dave Cooper as well. I was listening to his show, and they were talking about reverse mentorship. And that really hit me as a, you know, I've been in this for 25 years, and I'm thinking, how can I add the most value for the next 20 years as a 42-year-old, and really give back in the whole go-giver philosophy of the 20-somethings who are coming to this industry are bringing so many great perspectives and talking about how we can be this reverse mentor in different directions, in different ways. And we have some great podcasts coming up about that, because it truly is the greatest time in history to be in construction if you're paying attention to that. So, Devin, let's interview Devin. The speed round here. So, Devin, what is your favorite beverage? And, you know, I'm a big bourbon connoisseur, and I love a good smoked old-fashioned. I have a place in Breckenridge, in the Breckenridge Distillery down at the bottom of the street, or there I have all the stuff, our old bourbon bar, to just try different things around bourbon and old-fashioned. And that's kind of my favorite one, and Manhattans and other stuff just trying, and, of course, just trying different bourbons on the rocks. Favorite place you traveled? It's we're going to get into some stats and some stuff of places around the world, but for me, it was definitely our honeymoon in New Zealand, where we toured the South Island, just a magical time. And we've interviewed several people on the podcast that have had similar stories and similar interests. And my favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena is golf, right? And so I'm all about golf. And in the Master Facilitator group in June, we're going to be taking the Master Facilitator to Turkey Toe Links, which is my little special place that we call it Wanch Golfing, W-A-N-C-H. And you mix that with the magical trips where I've went with Matt McMullen and others to Bandon Dunes. This equals the Art of Construction MFers. So tons of fun stuff that we do on the golf course, and put those links to work. So Some questions that I want to tee up here of, like, a lot of people say, Devin, why do you keep doing this? And the main reason that I keep doing this is because we need to keep doing it. And we need a lot more people in the Master Facilitator Group, because somebody needs to align these different silos in construction. And I'm so passionate about making my calling and figuring out how to have more fun and streamline this stuff, because there's so many ways we can do that, right? And so my goal from this is to truly create a group that we call the Master Facilitators that really has each other's backs and works together. So a lot of people ask, who listens to your podcast? And so I'm going to put the top five areas in the world, starting with the United States, which is the biggest share. But shout out number two on the list is Canada, our friends in Canada. We have so many awesome people around the globe, but the people in Canada, don't you know, they're just great. Me coming from Fargo, North Dakota, I was right in just south of Canada, and it's just a really cool place. Number three on the list, Australia. Number four, United Kingdom. And number five is India. And then it kind of falls off from there, but it's cool to see this global megaphone that we always talk about is truly global. And what an honor to be, when I look at the charts and see that over 600,000 people have listened to the different stories that we've shared around the globe. What an honor. Age demographics. The biggest bucket that we're going to be kind of breaking this apart to say, what is age really relative? And it boils down to how fast we can put this tribal knowledge to work, right? But the age group that is this little over 30% is the 25 to 34 age range. And that's really cool to see that we're the people that are coming into this industry and pushing the industry forward. And on the gender side, we have 40% female and 60% male. And I think that's great to see so many awesome females listening and being part of the Art of Construction tribe. And so, Master Facilitator, if you were to talk to Scotty, who does the he's had the pleasure of doing many pre-interviews, and in the pre-interview, what I always ask or always talk about, what is the Art of Construction podcast? Who is it for? And at the end, kind of this evolution of figuring out of this master facilitator of this crafts. And the part I want to unpack for you all to hear is that I've been putting out to all the people that have been guests and stepped up to the plate, and thank you for 300 people who have stepped up to take the mic and share their story. Who it's for, the first 100 episodes, we said contractors and architects. And I've learned over the years how important these words matter and what you call things and how you do that. And kind of going forward, we're really focusing on, this is for the builders, the people that are actually out there doing the work, and the affiliates. And the builders and the affiliates equal what we call the Art of Construction Master Facilitators all coming together. So builders and affiliates, and then we're passionate about making construction technology or contech work with the right products. And we really settled on technology and products, because those two things really make or break construction projects. And then at the end of the day, we're so passionate about the handshake. And that's where this evolution, June of this year, we're going to be meeting right where I'm sitting here right now with the people that want to meet in person, face to face in June in Denver, and really craft from what we've done of 300 podcasts to all come together and really in person take this tribe to the next level, and then go have as much fun as possible at our retreat center. And all that stuff is in the Master Facilitator program. And if you want to learn more, Scott Hicken would be excited to go over that with you on what that's all about. And so the questions I've always asked 300 times, and I've got to ask these questions to so many different people around the globe, and I just want to pause and say, this podcast would be a long podcast, and I'm trying to keep this one short. So if I actually thought about reading off all 299 of you, but there's a few of you that have been doubles and trifectas. But I'm not going to do that, because you know who you are and you're all considered master facilitators and want to be. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for making this what it is. And I guess at the end of the day, I'm thanking myself for continuing to turn on the mic and continuing to push this forward and making this all happen, and the people that have continued to make all this happen. So to close this thing out at the 300 episode, the questions I always ask, and we're going to continue to always ask, Devin, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction? And I've thought a lot about this, and it's fascinating when I ask this question, because you'd think it'd be kind of along the same lines, but it's never the same. And even when I thought about this, it kind of boils down to my crystal ball. We are living the crystal ball, and it's you, the master facilitators, knowing who they are and knowing how to work with others. And then we have to figure out how to have technology to truly augment this, right? We're all emotional, crazy people trying to figure this thing out, right? And so at the beginning, one of the taglines we talk a lot about, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and most of the time a disruptor, and hitting head-on the stigmatisms or what we classify crusty contractor who didn't want to change, right? And so for me, the crystal ball is all about breaking through the crusty contractor stigmatisms and having Contech be these silver bullets that we need to move construction forward. And we have to figure out to do that. My crystal ball is we have to stop and understand to say it's not all about digital and it's not all about physical. It's about having one foot in the digital world and one foot in the physical world. And we have to figure out, when I talk about knowing who you are, know who others are, these times, they are a changing when it comes to this stuff. So the digital natives and the immigrants have to be figure out how to work together. And so the whole idea, the question we're trying to figure out, and if you've been watching some of my LinkedIn stuff, I personally, there's a showcase called the 5330 Modern Mullet. It's a project that I've been working on. And I have worked so hard to try to crack the code of this streamlining, digitized home building. And by living those shoes, I've realized how hard it is to break through these silos. But I can tell you, me with the master facilitators, that is the crystal ball, is streamlined, digitized home building. It has to happen, and it has to put this stuff to, but you can't just do it all yourself. Construction's way too messy, right? And so the last thing I've always asked when I end every podcast, and it's interesting in the pre-interviews, because a lot of times people be like, one thing, construction's too complicated for one thing to grow your business. And I always ask, you know, contractors and affiliates going forward, builders and affiliates, what is that one thing for builders and affiliates to grow their business? What I want to put out to you, Tribe, is that you truly have to know who you are. And you have to know what you're not. In construction, we're so proud of what we do, and we should be, because we make stuff that is almost every time is, how is this project ever going to come to life? And then we do it over and over and over again. But you have to really know your strengths and your weaknesses, and you have to know who you are and who you're not. And then you have to run to your strengths. And that's why I'm so passionate about, and this one thing I want you all to be left with, is that you have to go get help with the rest. But how do you go do that, right? So you got to be part of this master facilitators, because construction is way too messy and it's way too complicated to do it on your own. I know that firsthand. I just hit 11 years owning my window and door business. And the team at Mountain View Window and Door is thriving because we are a team of people all working to do the best we can and know our why here in Colorado. When we have to do that same globally to be able to plug and play all those things together. So at the end of the day, Tribe, I am just so honored to leave this platform and do just that. I can't wait to see you in the circle of trust with all the rest of the master facilitators. Make sure you join us and come in, be part of this movement, because it's not slowing down. It's just getting started. I can't wait to have another 300 guests and go on and on and on. And it's not a stop and start. It's a circle of trust that is not given. It's earned. And thank you for earning the time to be here on the podcast for 300 of these babies. Crush it out there, Tribe.